Welcome to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.
Hey folks, how are you doing? And welcome to the first episode of the Grow Radio show. This show has been a long time coming, and in this show, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking to our guests who are hosts of their own shows on Grow Radio about why they started their podcast. We're going to be talking about the content that they share, how they help their community, and so, so much more. And more importantly than any of that, how you can get involved with their podcast and where and how you can listen to their shows. Now, today's guest hasn't got one show on Grow Radio. Now, he's got two shows. Two shows on Grow Radio. This is the phenomenal Keith Blakemore Noble. Now, I've known Keith for a number of years. He's, as I said before, he's got two shows. Every day kicks off with a five-minute meditation on Grow Radio at 7 o'clock BST or GMT, followed by his main show, Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, which happens at various times throughout the week. And we'll give you the times at the end of the episode. So I'm going to bring him in so we can have a chat about his shows and about how he helps people. So Keith, welcome to the Grow Radio Show. Thank you very much for being a first guest. And how are you doing?
Thank you so much, Gary. My pleasure to be here as always. And I am, as always, absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. So for the people who don't know you, haven't heard your shows yet, tell us about you. Tell us about Keith, the person, first of all, before we go on to your podcast and ask some kind of questions about those. So who is Keith? What does he do? And how does he help people?
Oh, now there's a question, isn't it? Yeah, so I'm Keith Blakemore Noble. I live up in the northeast of Scotland, and I help people to master their mindset, whether that's overcoming fears and phobias, overcoming unhelpful habits, or getting through those mindset blocks that hold so many of us back. That's what I do. I've been doing it for about 13 years now. I've helped thousands of people around the planet to master their mindset. All started when I had a bit of a panic attack because I used to be painfully shy. I went to a party I probably shouldn't have done, had a massive panic attack, decided I need to do something about it, ended up learning NLP, hypnosis, really getting into all the personal development side of things, trained right up to train the trainer level, sorted myself out, got made redundant from my IT position and thought, you know what? Let's focus on helping people. Let's focus on being the person that I needed when I had all of those issues. So that's how I got into this. I've been coaching for the past 11 years, speaking on stages around the world, sharing this stuff with people and also training people in some of these tools.
Brilliant. How refreshing and honest you are about sharing the fact that you started this to help you and now you're helping other people. Because some people, that's an element of truth to that. Some, they kind of set up their business to help them and then it's going from there. But it's so often the journey we miss out. We see Keith the person today with the books, with the podcast, because he's got books to sell as well, folks. He's got books you can buy on Amazon and places like that. You know, he can sell you that kind of stuff. But you see you as the end person, but you don't see you as the beginning person. And it's that journey we miss out. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, my pleasure. And I think it is an important part of who we are and what we do. Because if I didn't share that, hey, yeah, I used to be terrified of speaking with strangers. I also used to be terrified of heights and spiders, and I had unhelpful habits and all sorts of mind blocks, all these sorts of things that were really holding me back. If I kind of gloss over that, don't mention that I had any of that, then how on earth could I expect anyone to trust that I can help them? It's like, oh, it's all right for you because look at the position you're in. But when I can let people know, hey, you know, I know what it's like. I was there. My life sucked. I had to do something. I went about it the hard way, which is why I now love helping people go about it in an easier way, because I know what it's like being there. So yeah, I think it's a really important part for us to share where we came from, the journey that we've gone on. I know where you are. I know where you want to go. And I now know the shortcuts that can get you there rather than having to take the long route around.
Love it. Love it. And you set up your business 11 years ago. When did podcasting start to come into the mix? You know, what inspired you to start it?
Podcasting would be a fair few years ago now. I'm trying to think, maybe about 5 years, 5 or 6 years ago, first sort of started. And it was started as a way just to, another way of getting people to know or hear a little bit more about me, about what I do, about the concepts that I was sharing. So I never want to do things the easy way. I started two podcasts because around about that time, I'd also started creating a series of books called Winning in Life and Work, where I brought different experts together, got them each to contribute 20-page chapters to the books, and we published four of those. So one of the podcasts I did was an interview with each of those authors and each of those experts, because that was a great way of getting publicity for them, publicity about the book, a little bit about me as well. I was enjoying that. I thought, you know what, I'm going to do this for myself as well. So I created my own show back in those days. I called myself The Confidence Alchemist because I was focused on helping people with confidence. That's kind of now evolved, as we all do, as we grow and evolve. But I did a show focusing on helping people around confidence. So that's where it first started. That petered out after a little while, but I did enjoy the process of creating podcasts. I know there were people who enjoyed listening to them. I know that because they would tell me. And as things moved and evolved, I thought, let's resurrect the idea of doing a podcast. We'll update it a little bit to bring it be more in line with what I do now. And that then became the Keith Blake More Noble Radio Show, which is now in its fourth season. So, yeah. So that's how I started it. It was to get more awareness out there, both of me, yes, I'll be completely honest, so that more people have heard of me, and also to help other people by sharing bits that I've learned along the way and help them to make progress in their lives too.
Nice. And can you remember the first episode you did?
I do remember the very first episode I did of the Confidence Alchemist radio show. The very first one I did was sort of like a trailer, just introducing what the show was. Mm-hmm. But the first episode proper, as it were, was with a guy called Chris Howard, an American. He's big in personal development. He's actually the guy who trained me up in a lot of the tools that I use. I then went on to have the pleasure of working with him for a year and a half out in Bali, of all places, which was a fantastic adventure. But yeah, he was very kind enough to be my very first guest on the very first episode. So that was good fun.
Brilliant. And you say you started two at the time, which was quite crazy. Had you been, it was crazy in my mind anyway. Were you a guest on podcasts before? Were you listening to podcasts before? Kind of, where did you say you had the book, like you were kind of interviewing each person for the chapters, which is a great idea for anybody looking to kind of collaborate or launch a book. Brilliant. But where did you kind of come into podcasting at that point? Were you brand new to it or had you had some experience?
So by that point, I'd never guested on podcasts before. I have since then, because I absolutely love being a guest on other podcasts. It's a great way to connect with other people. Also, as a podcaster, it's a great way to learn, because the more you guest on other people's podcasts, the more you kind of pick up on what it's like being a guest rather than the host. You pick up ways in which different hosts do things. Like, oh, I like this approach, or oh, I see how that approach is perhaps less enjoyable. So it's a great way of learning. It gets you in front of more people, because let's face it, podcasting is about sharing your content and growing your presence so that more people find out about you. So guesting is a great way of doing that as well. But I hadn't guested when I first started, so I just dived in creating podcasts.
Had you been listening beforehand?
I had listened to some. I'd listened to some beforehand. Not a great many, I'll be honest. I it's slightly embarrassing to admit this. I don't really tend to listen to podcasts that much, mainly because I much prefer reading rather than listening or watching. But we all have different styles. We have ways which suit us. For me, I much prefer reading something. But that said, there are some podcasts I will listen to, particularly if it's somebody that I really want to catch what they have to say. Mm-hmm. Plus, it was easier in the older days when I had a job, because I used to commute, and you know, stick one on while you're commuting. It's a brilliant way to do it. I know a lot of people do that. They listen to the podcast on the commute. So now, working for myself and basing myself in the office at home, the commute is like 10 seconds from the bedroom to the office. It's, I don't think there's a 10-second podcast yet, but you never know.
There's a gap in the market for that. Gap in the market. But yep. No, you're dead right with the commute, because that's how I started listening to podcasts, was that commute between Oxford and Warwick every day. Ooh. And that's a 45-minute commute, which is lovely time to listen to a podcast. And that's how I started. And I listened to podcasts for about 4 years before starting my own one. So I had a good old chunk of time to figure out in my mind what I liked, what I didn't like, and all that kind of jazz. So I'm always interested to find out people's history before starting the podcast. But when we're looking up kind of podcasts in your current show, your 5-minute meditation, I think that's just what it says on the tin, doesn't it, really?
Exactly. It's, just 5 minutes meditation, guided meditation, suitable for everyone from absolute beginner to seasoned practitioner, where each one is its own separate standalone theme. You don't have to do them in any order. You don't have to have done previous ones to get the benefit of later ones. Have a listen somewhere where you can safely relax with your eyes closed for 5 minutes and just follow my voice, follow the suggestions in the meditation. And it's a great way to relax, recharge. And it's amazing the things that you can clear out in just 5 minutes. It's a wonderful way to start the day as well.
And that's why you can tune in at 7 o'clock every day and listen to one of those. That's 7 o'clock GMT, BST, so UK time, whenever you're listening to this or watching this. And that's exactly why I put it at 7 o'clock in the morning, because it is just a good kickoff time to kind of get started. When we're talking about the Keith Blakemore Noble radio show, which is a long ass title, but I can see why you did it.
Very imaginatively titled, isn't it?
You're talking to someone whose company is called Grow Marketing Media. He's got the radio station as Grow Radio, podcast as The Grow Show. Yeah. I'm with you, dude. I'm with you on this.
Exactly. They search for the name, bam, it comes up. Yeah.
You've got it. And hell, it's on my t-shirt, so I've got to have it everywhere. But when we're looking at your radio show, and you have guests on your shows that have all different kind of different, talking about all different types of topics and creeds and all that kind of stuff, how do you choose your guests and topics for each of your shows? Because you have got such a varied amount of choice in terms of people who you're talking to and their shared experiences. How do you narrow it down into, I want that person for this show?
Great question, because it's, if you're not careful, you end up with a show that's just so diverse that it doesn't really appeal to anyone. And that's something I wanted to nail, particularly second time round. So particularly for this show, KBNRS, I wanted to make sure that it had an overriding theme, but on the other hand, it wasn't so prescriptive that you very quickly run out of guests that you could talk with. So the way I do the shows is, the odd number episodes are just me and the listener. We're having a chat about different themes, different topics around mindset. So that's kind of like almost like an educational or sharing content about some ideas about mindset, that sort of thing. And then the even numbered episodes are where I bring in a guest. I have a guest. It's just me and a guest having a good old chat. And one of the things that's important to me is we don't pre-script it. We don't have loads of pre-arranged questions. It's just two people having a chat about the guest, about their particular topic or about their life or their journey. And I do it without questions prepared, so that we just have a nice natural conversation. The way about looking for guests is I'm looking for people who they've had an interesting experience in their life, or they've had an interesting journey, or they've maybe overcome a particular problem, a particular issue or situation, or that something's happened in their life. The kind of things where if it happens to a listener might be going, God, you know what? I'm experiencing that sort of problem in my life. And here's somebody who's gone through that and actually gone out the other side. Maybe there is hope. Let's have a listen. Now, I'm not saying that people are going to listen to it and go, oh, wow, I've got the solution to all my problems. What I am saying is we get to know more about each of the guests. It's a good way to get interested in people and find out more about people and their journeys, and also maybe pick up some tips. Oh, you know, I never thought about looking at things that way. Oh, that's interesting. So yeah, it's people to make for an interesting chat. You can just have a good, almost kind of think of it as just two people having a drink, whether it's a pint or a coffee or whatever your preference is, and just having a chat, catch up. Oh, so what you've been up to? How did you do that? How did you get through all that stuff? And it really does vary from, I've had business owners, I've had a couple of people who've been in films and TV, I've had a performer who's been in every medium you can think of, business owners, and ordinary people. People who aren't in those categories, but still have had interesting experiences in their life, still have faced challenges, still have come through the other end to tell the tale.
I love it. And I always see podcasting as just a chat. So when you said it's a chat between two people, get that. And that's exactly how I want, you know, our podcast to kind of come across when I'm talking as a guest or as a host.
Yep.
Just two people having a chat or two or more people having a chat. And I love how you do interact. You do interject a solo episode to do the interviews and the range of interviews. Is that how you kind of keep to the schedule? Because your weekly show, which has been going on for years now, so you must have a secret to keep on schedule and keep in the system. What is that secret, if there is any secret whatsoever?
Having the alternating it between solo show, guest show, does help, because it means I only have to think of two topics a month rather than four topics a month. So that does make it a little easier on constantly coming up with new stuff. And I'm actually working on something at the moment which is going to make it even easier to come up with topics, because it's going to tie in with something else that I do. So that's going to make it even more powerful as well. And by having every second show as a guest, it means I only have to find two guests a month, not four guests a month. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes you'll find like half a dozen guests. Other times you can be going, oh my word, I haven't got a guest for next week. Oh, because people are all different. You can never kind of guarantee that you're going to get people coming along regular slots. They're not like buses. But by alternating, it does make it that little bit easier, because I only have to come up with two new concepts a month. I only have to find two new guests for a month, which means if I find four guests and record all those four, that's 2 months of guest podcasts in the can, which takes a little bit of the pressure off. I also think it kind of mixes it up a little bit for the listener as well, because I don't think people would be quite so keen if it was like educational type episode every single time, or if it's a guest episode every single time. It's like, oh, it starts to become a bit more of like a generic chat show. But by mixing the two, it keeps it fresh, makes it easier on me, makes it easier on the listener as well, because you're getting something different each time. So I think that's part of the secret. Another part of the secret is, because I know I've got listeners, so I have to do episodes every, have to release episodes every month, every week, because I don't want to let them down. Because I mean, a chat I had with somebody else when I was originally setting up podcasts, and chats that you and I have had, one of the key things about the podcast is consistency of your schedule. Whether you do them daily, weekly, fortnightly, monthly, whatever it is, make sure it is every, whatever the period is, so that people get used to it. Oh, it's a fortnightly podcast, new podcast every fortnight. Fantastic. I'll catch that. If you start missing some, then maybe okay if you miss an occasional one. But if it becomes a bit regular, it's like, okay, you never know if there's going to be another episode or not. Plus, increasingly these days, I know a lot of the podcast platforms, they work out how the frequency of your podcast based on how often they come out. And they'll actually say in their thing how frequently they come out. And if you start missing episodes, they then kind of drop it down in the list of podcasts that they promote, because they want to attract regular listeners through their service as well. So it's kind of a commitment that you make to yourself, but also to your listeners, to the providers, and to everyone else out there as well.
Brilliant. It's so true on so many levels, all of that. And the kind of the bit that resonated with me quite a lot was a case of when he said, well, we've got listeners, they expect an episode, so therefore we have to produce it for, you know. And it is so true. It's a great form of accountability that people are going to be wanting to listen to your content, so therefore I need to produce it, which is great. And
it does take time to build up. It takes time to build up, and that the longer you go, that gets faster and faster. And I've seen it in the listening figures, because if anyone knows me, I always record everything. I always stats for everything, so I can see what's going on.
Really,
I've got the stats going back over the four series. It's like, you can see it reaches a point where it takes off. But if you then start dropping that consistency, you're going to start losing those listeners. It's very hard to build that momentum back up again.
So what kind of strategies have you got to kind of build that consistency and that audience over time? And consistency is only one part of it. It could be the main part of it for sure, but it's only one strategy. So what other strategies have you used in the past?
So every time I release an episode, I do a blast across the socials, 9 different platforms. A post goes out every single time there's a new episode comes out. A new post will go out across all my different socials. So you know, it's the Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, TikTok, others, which I can't remember at the moment because it's off the top of my head. So a blast across everywhere to let people know there's a new one out. I have a Patreon channel as well. So that has bonuses for paid Patreon members, Patreon exclusive bonuses, and every single episode, even though it's publicly available, also gets posted into the Patreon as well, so that there's a regular stream of content in there too. It goes out on YouTube as well, so it goes out as a premiere on YouTube. That's when you schedule something as a premiere, all your YouTube subscribers get a little ping up on the top of their YouTube screen telling them, oh, this episode is scheduled for this time. So there's that. When I have guests, I do ask them and strongly encourage them to share their podcast, to share the links to their episode as well. And to that extent, I provide them with a list of links to all the major platforms where their podcast will appear. Every episode has its own show notes. For some of them, I'll also do them a custom trailer to promo their episode so that they get all of that. So they can say, hey, come and listen to my episode on this show. Because when you're on a show, you love letting people know, right? You want other people to know that you've been on it. So I give them that. I make it as easy as possible for them to be able to just go click, paste, send. So they don't have to try and work out, oh, what shall I say? Where will people find it? Make it as easy as possible for them to promote it. I'll tag where possible. I'll also tag them in the posts that go out. So it's that consistency. It's also at the point where I'm looking for higher profile guests as well from time to time, because that also helps boost the profile of the show, which again, attracts in additional listeners. And one other thing that I do is I make sure the social platform that I use to push out across all of the platforms, it does a thing called Evergreen. So even on the times where the show isn't, so we're taking a break, so we've finished one series, take a couple of months off before doing the next series. Even during that time, it will be promoting previous episodes. So there's still something new comes out each time. Still people hear about it, get to find out about it. It's got its own hashtag KBNRS. Always mention anytime I post about it. So you click on the hashtag, you'll find out about the older ones. And also from time to time, do a repost. Hey, here's an episode from the vaults. There's one episode that I recorded with a gentleman called Paul Fitzwilliams, who is an author. He's written some stuff for Doctor Who, for Big Finish and so on. And we did a really good episode at Halloween one year, all about why is it that we hate to be scared in real life, but we absolutely love to be terrified in fiction. What's going on? We had a really good chat. So every Halloween, obviously, I'll share that one again each time because it's relevant to that time. So if there are ones that are relevant to what's going on, they get an extra share as well because the content is evergreen. So people can go back and have a listen at any time, catch and go, ah, that's quite interesting. Let's see what else there is. So just keep shouting about it.
Do you know what? For anybody who isn't sure how to promote a podcast, just listen to this episode again and just that little bit, because Keith literally outlined the steps for you to promote your podcast. It was brilliant. Masterclass in kind of content management and also guest management as well. So many good tips you've just outlaid there. We've come to the kind of the end part of the show where I'm going to give you a quick fire question. So 3 quick fire questions, which you don't know what I'm going to be saying about. So
I have no idea what you're going to come up with here. It's going to be fun.
There you go. So 3 quick fire questions, 3 quick fire answers. So first off, podcasting is a big kind of time, could be a big time drain for some people. How do you balance commitments with your podcast and your life and your work?
It can drain every waking hour if you will let it. So what I've done is I have streamlined every part of my podcast creation, streamlined it as much as I possibly can so that it takes as little time as possible. For example, when I do a show, we do it as if it's live. We do it in one take, minimizes the editing. That was a lesson I learned very early on. The intros and outros are all pre-recorded, bung them in. The posting about it on the schedule, on the socials, I use a tool which schedules it all for me. So streamline every single bit. Plus I've documented it all so that at some point I will be able to outsource it, hire a VA and outsource that. So right, here's the instruction manual, dunk. Here's the episodes, dunk, go.
Brilliant. Quick bit on equipment. What kind of stuff do you quickly use to record your podcast?
Right. When I first started, I had my trusty old MacBook Pro laptop. So I just used the webcam that was in the laptop and the microphone that was in the laptop just to start with. It wasn't the best quality, but it worked. And it was much better quality than doing nothing. Now, I use a piece of software called OBS, and I have, which lets me work between different webcams. I can change backdrops. I can add graphic overlays and so on if I need to. And I use a Blue Snowball as my microphone. There are better quality ones out there, but this one does the job. But I think the most important thing is don't fret about the equipment. Just start. You can always improve the equipment as you go on.
Not a true word said. Brilliant. And the last question, if I'm a brand new listener to the KBNS show, where do I start? Which show would you recommend for me to kind of, as a good jumping on point to the Keith Blakemore Enabled radio show?
Really good question, yeah, because there's four series of it. So where would you start? I would suggest starting with an episode that I put out just at the end, and just at the very beginning of January this year. And it's one where we go through the top 10 most listened to episodes throughout 2022. So it's kind of like a greatest hits. It's not me saying these are great episodes. These are the episodes which got the most listens over the course of that year. So it's the episodes which listeners have found the most valuable. So that would be the one I'd start with. The one with the top 10 episodes of 2022. That gives you kind of a flavor for what the show is all about.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Keith, we spent just under half hour talking about all things podcasting. And you've been an absolutely fantastic guest. You've given loads of advice for people to take away. We haven't even touched upon being a guest on podcasts, which we could do a whole new episode on at some point. The main thing is, folks, please check out Keith's podcast. Now, Keith, when can people listen to your podcast on Grow Radio?
You can catch it on Grow Radio every Tuesday at 5 p.m., every Wednesday at 8 p.m., and every Thursday at 9 a.m. Right here. On Grow Radio.
Ray Aces. And I don't forget to check out the 5-minute meditation every day. That's including Saturday and Sunday, every day at 7 o'clock in the morning. And for the people who did want to connect with the outside of Grow Radio, outside of kind of podcasting, have you got a website, dude? Have you got social media links? How can people get in touch?
A website? Now that would be an idea. Yes, I have a website. I'm blessed with having a unique name. I'm the only person on the planet with this name. So if you just type in Keith Blakemore Noble into any search engine, whatever comes up, good or bad, it's me. If you want to go to my website, it's Keith Blakemore Noble, all one word, no spaces, no hyphens, keithblakemorenoble.com. Or you'll find me as Keith Blakemore Noble on all the socials.
Aces. And for the people who just want to make it easy, and just want to find the links, dead simple. Check out the comments, check out the show notes on here, because it's all going to be in there. I'll put Keith's website and put links to the socials on there as well. So Keith, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening to the show and watching the show. If you're watching on YouTube, if you liked it, please like it. Let us know in the comments what you think. And if you've got any questions for Keith, put them in the comments, smash them down there, and then Keith will answer them. And absolutely, if you know of anyone who's literally starting to start a podcast, share this episode with them, because honestly, Keith gave a masterclass in how to market your podcast and loads of tips about growing your audience. So Keith, thank you so much, buddy. Thank you so much for being part of the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Gary. An absolute pleasure as always.
And folks, thank you very much for watching and listening. Take care. And I'll see you next time for the next episode of The Grow Radio Show. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.